Hey now, hi, my name Day. This is Barry Energy. These are my biological children. Don't ask me how it happened.
And I'm MC, the co-host, and we're talking about history, fun facts, joy in the park, and all of the things that shape us.
From Frisco to Deep Ellen to the stockyards, we're pulling up to chase the culture, crack some jokes, and ask real people real questions.
And this is
Hey, hey Now.
Let's chase it. Hey, it's Madison Chase and...
Hi, my name Day. And we are at the Ford Field at the store.
Ford Field?
Ford.
Oh,
like
Ford.
The car. Like,
oh, like the... Oh.
Found on the road dead. Fix or repair daily.
Hilarious. That's what Ford stands for, really, for you?
I grew up with it.
Okay. So let's talk about... You don't watch sports, Day.
Absolutely not. I do.
Yeah, you
do. But I don't watch... male-based sports. I have no interest in baseball, football, basketball, or whatnot, because I have no interest in watching a bunch of men do anything.
So you watch women play sports?
Absolutely.
So the WNBA?
I will watch.
Check. Okay. I know there's flag football for women coming.
I will watch.
You will watch that? Okay.
The lingerie bowl.
Hilarious.
Track and field. The women's section.
Mm-hmm.
Gymnastics. The women's section. Other than that, I'm not really into sports. Like, sports not really been a thing for me. I was never one of them people that grew up and wanted to be a professional athlete.
Gotcha. Because you're also an artist, too.
I want to play in the streets.
Yeah. So, and you're a rapper, a poet. Yeah.
Depending on what day it is.
Yeah, depending on what day
it is. Right now, I'm hosting.
Right now, you're hosting.
And she got me. Listen, y'all just got this. She got me at the Dallas Cowboys. Ford Field at the store
in Frisco.
They got, man, you see all these? The only thing I want to see is the cheerleader. And I ain't seen one yet. It's crazy.
Well, so you're speaking to the point, right? So the question that we've been asking, so I'm not a big sports fan. I like watching playoffs, right? Because I feel like for me, it's a lot of time keeping up with the stats, and I'm just not that interested. So I do like the playoffs. Like, I like the playoffs before the Super Bowl, the NBA playoffs. Like, those are exciting times because you have the best of the best playing, right? But it makes sense why you don't enjoy sports.
Okay, let's play this out. Right, okay, just quick, and then you tell me if I'm tripping.
We just want to know, why do you think Dallas Cowboys are still America's team?
The Dallas Cowboys are still America's team because they're still the most valued franchise in the world.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed. Even after 30 years of not being in a Super Bowl, you got to give the Joneses credit as far as putting the star in a position where it's still the most valued franchise. And that's not just, you know, the U.S., that's internationally. So there's a marketing arm to this organization that has just been unbelievable. I couldn't imagine what it would look like if they actually won another Super Bowl. I think that valuation would go up even higher. But this is still the Dallas Cowboys. Either you love them or you hate them.
Yeah.
You tune in to watch them.
Yeah.
And that's why the numbers are so strong. The TV ratings don't lie.
Not at all.
All right.
Enjoy. Be safe.
All right,
no, it was very nice meeting
you.
Where are the cheerleaders at? Where are the cheerleaders? Where is the cheerleaders at? That's all I want to know. That is who I'm looking for. What? That is who I'm looking for at all times.
That's who you're looking for.
I'm looking for some lady in a short skirt jumping up and down.
With the
she don't even need no pom-poms. Just short skirt, tight top, and exercise for me.
Exercise for you?
Please.
Okay, so he said it, right? That they're still, so I feel like marketing, right? And you can speak to this too, right? In terms
marketing
of going
promotion is amazing.
Viral, right? Like, marketing is, it plays, which is so interesting because that's my major in college was marketing, because I realized whatever kind of business you had, marketing was going to be the key to getting customers, to getting eyes on everything. So clearly, their franchise from the very beginning, even though when they came out, they weren't winning, but when they did start winning, and that's an interesting point too, because he said, imagine if they were winning. It's already worth $11 billion from what I understand.
I'm still stuck on the cheerleaders. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You still stuck on the cheerleaders?
That's the only part that mattered to me.
Yeah.
For others. But back to what I was saying before, mm-hmm. we got blessed with the presence of a star athlete.
Yes, yes, NFL.
Imagine knowing how tall, how much somebody weigh. How fast they run. Yeah. All the stats.
Because
most sports fans know all of the stats.
Yeah.
Of strange men.
You said of strange men.
Okay, so any male that you don't know is a strange man. Whether you see him on TV or not. I know how fast this strange man that I've never met in real life can run the 40-yard dash.
Right.
But I can't tell you how fast the woman I wake up with every morning run the 40-yard dash. That just don't make... that doesn't make sense to me that... I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I want baby to run the 40. Don't get out there.
Right.
I know it's going to be 38 seconds. Don't worry about it. Put your best foot forward. We're going to try to work on it.
Right.
So I stay away from... the sports. There's another reason why I stay away from sports.
Okay, what's the other reason?
Which is the main and most important reason I stay away from sports. The main reason I stay away from sports is because that is something that people want to argue over. And I do not like to argue. Yeah. I do not like to go back and forth. Whatever your personal opinion is on it, you're more than welcome to it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to change your mind. But when it comes to sports, there's an argument.
Right.
In my mind, the best is the one who won the most.
Yeah.
Makes no difference who they are or what they got going on. The best in any sport is the person that won the most. There's no argument there because there's a measuring system to measure championships.
Yeah.
So if you have won the most championships, regardless of who you are or how much they like you, you are the best.
Yeah.
But that's not the case in sports. There are arguments for who is the best, but they don't have the most wins.
Yeah,
that is
the
only thing that matter in
things sports.
That you count wins.
Yeah.
You count wins and losses.
Yeah.
So whoever won the most is the best.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But my opinion don't count when it comes to sports fans because it don't matter. Yeah. Prime example. We are in Dallas at the Cowboy, and when was the last time I needed people won? But $11 billion is a win.
Whether
they won the game or not.
Yeah.
The $11 billion on the back end is extremely important.
Extremely.
Yeah. Now you stop even looking at the record.
Right. Because
now you look at the number.
Right.
And that's where you lose me at.
Yeah. And I think to your point, in terms of like arguing, right? Like people. And you've seen it on social media. I like how you handle people on social media because it's like, I love how you always twist whatever someone says when they're meaning it for bad, you'll turn it into good.
You have to.
And what you just did is essentially the same thing, right? Like people made, and I think too, like there's a young lady that I follow on social. And when people say something bad, the way she was like, keep saying it. Like
bring
your friends, tell all your troll friends to come and have them. Also leave because that is engagement, however you want to look at it or not. But to the 11 billion, I'm the same way. Like, I don't necessarily care. Like, and I think sports, politics, religion, those are the things that people argue over
race,
a lot.
Sex.
Yeah, race.
Those are the five things that I stay away from.
Yeah.
Sports, politics, religion, race, and whatever you identify as, I don't have a personal opinion. But as far as the things that people say to me and how I turn them, I don't really turn them.
Yeah.
The only person that can upset you is you.
Mm.
So no matter what you say to me, if I don't want to take it the wrong way, I don't have to.
You don't have to.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you want me to take it the wrong way,
right,
say that when you say it.
Right.
Like, I'm finna say this right here, and I want you to take it the wrong way. You have to inform me first, because if you don't, I'm not going to
take it the way
I'm going to take it the way I take it.
Right.
And I'm kind of going to take it the way you said it.
Yeah.
Like reading between the lines is a difficult sport for me.
Yeah.
Like I don't really know how to do it. So I kind of stay away from it because you could get it wrong and then you feel a certain type of way and that wasn't intended.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't read it the way I just read it what you said. And then I just kind of played it out from there. Like I don't like sports.
Right.
You can't make me.
Right.
Now if you cheerlead, I'll come support.
Right.
I'll get a ticket.
Yeah.
But I want to be battle cheerleaders. I don't care nothing about the 50-yard line or none of that. Put me
by
the end zone so I can see her cheer her team on.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I researched, too, was essentially it's because of what Darren Woodson said, former Dallas Cowboys. He said the $11 billion, like that's why they're America's team.
They supposed to be.
Yeah.
$11 billion, I agree. And then as you look at the surrounding area, it looked like it's $11 billion. I'm gonna tell you, it looked like they got their paper down.
Yeah.
They do. There's a football field just in front of the building, just so people could come out and throw the ball around and go run on the store. If I run on the store and do this, don't nobody take that the wrong way. Like, I know the last time somebody ran and stood in the middle of the store with the football, it was hoorah, hoopla. I'm just playing. I'm not watching the game, no way. So don't put me in that.
Now, we wanted to talk to some people to ask them what they thought about why the Dallas Cowboys are still considered America's team. So, we're in Frisco. It's a different.
They're not. You want the truth or you want me to lie to you? The truth is.
What's the truth?
There are a lot of colored people.
Mm-hmm.
You take the however I said it. But there are a lot of colored people that don't want to be asked questions on camera because of whatever reason it is that they have, and I respect that. I respect your privacy to not want to be asked a question on camera, and you know, it makes sense. But on the back end, we here. Do I like sports? No. Am I watching the game? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Would I bet on it? Probably so.
So
I don't have to see it.
You would bet on the game.
I would wager. I'll bet on anything. I'll bet on two ants racing if if I'm feeling it. Give me the one on the right.
Yeah. Not the one on the right, so that's
Give me the one on the right.
And on the right is what we're doing.
Yeah, just give me the one on the right, and hopefully it work out the way that it's supposed to.
Hey, now let's chase it. I'm Madison Chase. Day is over there on the Dallas Cowboys Frisco Star, and we have none other than L Group PR herself. We're talking about
hi.
Okay, would you? We are talking about something you know very well, the Cowboys, because your amazing godbrother, number 88, the original Drew Pearson.
What's up, DP? Hut, hut.
So, LaShawn, you have grown up with the Dallas Cowboys.
Unfortunately.
Or fortunately.
Fortunately, in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Yeah. And so from my research, I realized that in the 60s, they weren't winning. But then in the 70s, they started really, really winning. And that is how they've come to be America's team. So what do you think, after 30 years of not winning any Super Bowls, your face is saying everything, that they're still considered to be America's team?
The Dallas Cowboys has a great marketing department. And that's it.
That's it.
Because no other team in the NFL, if they were losing like the Cowboys, could maintain being the number one sports organization in the world. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's in the billions.
11.
It's 11 billion.
Yep.
And it's been like that for years.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry, you know, you got to give him his props. Me, myself, I think as long as he's still making money, he's not really concerned about, you know,
whether
a championship because he has three.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think the fans are going to start feeling some kind of way if a championship doesn't come to the Dallas Cowboys pretty soon.
And so you bring up an interesting point, right? Because from what I research, marketing, which is what my degree is in, is the key, right? And I also think from the other side of marketing is what people don't necessarily see, right? Because social media marketing, the way people market has drastically changed, right? So for him to continue to still be America's team when we've had social media for what, like the last 20 years, I would say. Yeah. So Now, you say being a Dallas native, because I'm actually a Fort Worth native, born in Fort Worth, raised in Dallas. As a Dallas native, you probably have more of a lead, you know, working with, you know, some Dallas Cowboys. Who are some of the Dallas Cowboys that you work with that you care to share? Okay. Silence. Crickets.
A few.
Okay.
Dez Bryant.
Okay.
Billy Davis.
Okay.
Of course, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Emmitt Smith. Michael Irvin. You might as well say the whole
team
back in the day in the 90s.
And those are the names that people recognize. Emmitt Smith. Definitely Emmitt Smith. I feel like when you think about the Dallas Cowboys, when they were like winning and like really doing amazing things, Emmitt Smith is one of those names that people recognize.
He was part of the triplets in the 90s. So it was Emmitt, Troy, and Michael. That's what, you know, the new millennials, they probably remember the most.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the 70s, it was the Doomsday defense because Dallas was known to have the best defense.
Okay.
That's how they were winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these fools are doing right now. hopefully they can start winning pretty soon. But I will say, as long as Jerry can continue to have people pay for standing room tickets only.
Wow.
To watch a game, he's doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I want you to chat with Day, because I'm talking about Hey Now Let's Chase It, and he does not watch sports. Unless it's ladies involved, that's when he'll watch, which I get. So I would love to hear your perspective, because I know you have something brewing that we can't talk about just yet, that kind of is in that vein. So hold tight. It's going to be Day in the show.
Lisa, if there is something in it for you, there are people that watch sports just for the pure enjoyment of it. They own jerseys and memorabilia and all of that.
I do like football. NFL is the most sports that I watch. I mean, like for NBA, I don't follow NBA because it takes too long to play a game. Like 2 minutes is actually 25 minutes. And my patience and my ADD and my OCD and all of that is not going to allow me to sit there like that.
Give me the cheerleaders. I just give me the, when the camera to the cheerleaders,
but
I'm nervous.
The two that just walked past you.
Life don't ever work out for me the way it's supposed to. Plus, our track was showing. It didn't count.
On that note, we're wrapping.
It didn't count. Our track was showing. It did not count. It ain't time yet.
I'm done.
It ain't time yet. Give me the season. She's going to have her ready when, you know what I'm saying, when they go to the center of that field and flip that coin. She is going to be together. She's going to be ready. Or she's going to put a little scarf on. You going to miss it. I'm still going to watch her track out or not.
And I'm signing off for Day.
At the Frisco Star. And America's team has always been considered the Dallas Cowboys, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl in about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they're still considered America's team?
Honestly, I don't even know why. I'm trying to look at, like, history. I don't think they play a big part of the history all the way back from football started. I know they kind of started the first to start, but I don't understand how that even compared to America's number one team. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but from my research and what I found is that in the 1960s, they were the most losingest team when they first got into the NFL. And then by the time the 70s came around, they were doing amazing things in terms of like winning the NFL championships. And because in terms of like NFL franchises, it's still the most profitable franchise. It's worth about $11 billion.
I think, and I understand why, mm-hmm. is because the state of Texas represents the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm born and raised in Kansas City, and we have a big following in Kansas City. However, the culture here in Texas that I understand now since I moved here is I don't care what culture you're from. I don't care if you go to a Chinese restaurant, Indian restaurant. I notice once you come here and you've been here for a while, you represent Texas first, then football. So what comes with that, the Cowboys.
So I think that's one of the reasons why, because this is becoming such a big melting pot. That's why it's becoming America's teams, because a lot of other cultures follow it as well.
Male sports dominated. Don't make a difference what it is. UFC, wrestling. I do follow Trinity, the wrestler.
Do you hate it because it's men?
No, I just have no. It does nothing for me. One, I don't have a dog in the fight either. Like, I have nothing invested in what's going on. I don't gamble. I don't sports bet.
Yeah.
I'm not really on that side of it. Plus, man, doing nothing. I don't care what the y'all build in the building. Call me when it's done. Keep your eyes on the prize. Enjoy your joy out loud. And keep chasing the peace.
Yes, because peace is a prize we can all realize.
And if it made you laugh, think, or text your ex, that is not going to happen. Like, comment, subscribe. Hit all the buttons.
Hit all of the buttons and stay in the comments and tell us what you're chasing. I'm Madison Chase. And?
Hi, my name's Dave.
And this is Hey Now.
Let's chase it.